hopeless. The day I become hopeless will be the day I turn over the baton to someone else. Because you deserve leaders who are not hopeless.
Right,
because
right,
this problem is not hopeless. It's hard, but it is not hopeless. We must demand more of our leaders. So I'm going to be specific about what I mean about that. Jefferson City has passed, over about the past 15 years, a series of laws that have greatly impacted my work and my life as a prosecutor. These laws were not initiated, even though they greatly impact my business. They were not enacted by or screaming by prosecutors to have these changes. No prosecutor in the state of Missouri asked for Stand Your Ground law. Even though prosecutors must run on a political platform, you're either a Republican or a Democrat in the state of Missouri when you run for elected office as prosecutor. But not one of those elected officials went to that Capitol building and said, we want Stand Your Ground law in Missouri. So why do we have it? Why did that happen? So listen, you matter. You matter as much as any other territory, any other place in the state of Missouri. You have not been listened to. Your voices in the Capitol building are not heard. Now, I say that with no disrespect to some of my great colleagues here. They are awesome. To go down to Jefferson City and spend time each week away from people you actually love and spend time with people you don't. Legislators to keep doing that work, to speak for us and to tell us when we should go and we should be there. But listen to me, when they call you and tell you to go, you need to go and be there. So we're in a bit of a fix now in the state of Missouri. It is not an accident. It is not an accident, as the chief said, that Kansas City, St. Louis, and Springfield, and we could expand it further to towns like Columbia, Missouri, and St. Joe, have a problem with gun violence. And you know what? There's nothing, we're not bad people. We're not bad people. We're not immoral. We're good people. Missourians are good people. We deserve better legislation.
There you go.
We deserve better representation. Matters. Where Missouri falls in our deregulation of guns and are going ahead and adding new provisions like expanding self-defense three times in the state of Missouri, it matters. That matters. It matters. It matters in the number of people who die by homicide in this state, who are victims of accidental shootings,
yes,
and are victims of suicide as well. It matters in all of those categories. It matters. So what I'm asking you to do is to stand up and start taking back our state, make sure that your voice is heard, not just the NRA's voice in Jefferson City. Your voice matters as much as anybody else. Now, there are two places in Missouri I feel pretty comfortable. One, I grew up on a farm, in a little town that I grew to love, and I love the people there. A lot of my people are still there. A little bitty town called Frankenstein, Missouri. It's weird. We're weird, I know. We're a little weird, but I love them. And I've grown to love the people here. The other place I'm very, very comfortable is in a courtroom. I just left one where a father literally sobbed. Though, through a long fight, we got a great disposition on his daughter's murder case. But he still left the courthouse just hours ago, sobbing. He's desperate. who here is going to represent him? And his daughter is dead. Probably, the best we can figure is out of a mistake. The shooter mistook her and the individual in her car for someone else. Mistake. Now the young man that I prosecuted, he's gonna go to prison for a long time. So there's no winners in that courtroom. There are no winners in Kansas City for that case. It's what we must do, and we must find a way to get more justice for people who await it, people who have been injured and harmed. And by the way, the vast majority of those people do not look like me.
Come on.
We have to be mindful of that. So while mass shootings do get a lot of attention, as they should, Kansas City is experiencing mass shootings. We are just as harmed as El Paso is harmed. We are harmed here. Our kids who live in particular neighborhoods are harmed by the countless acts of violence that happens all around them. And they too rarely see any justice for it. They too rarely see anything make any sense to them about it. Because adults like me, prosecutors like me, I can't give them a make sense answer. Because there ain't one. There just ain't one. So look, my ask of you is this. I love all of you, just like I love these people in this weird town called Frankstown, Missouri. I love them. But the gun laws were really made for them. They're really not feeling the harm like we feel the harm. I need you to speak loud. You need to speak loud. Yeah. Because your voice carries a lot louder than mine.
Yeah.
And I will continue to make the trip to Jefferson City. I will continue to make the trip to DC. And sometimes it actually does matter. A group of prosecutors around the country went to DC on the 59th day after that horrible shooting where 59 people died in Las Vegas. And we stormed Capitol Hill and we leveraged every relationship we had so that we could get bump stocks. Bump stocks to be banned. Let's not celebrate that victory, okay? Let's not celebrate it, because let me just tell you, I didn't know what a bump stock was. I didn't know what a bump stock was until Las Vegas. And then I learned that a bump stock actually turns a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic weapon. Well, okay, folks, that's already illegal. This is the one thing we have in this country is fully automatic weapons are not legal under the Second Amendment. That's a regulation that we all still support. No matter, even Mitch McConnell supports that regulation. So it wasn't a huge ask. And even though a group of prosecutors of both parties showed up, it took us many more months to get that regulation passed. And that's not a big ask. It's time for us to move this further, because gun laws matter. It's one thing, it is one tool, but it does matter. Because if you look at Missouri, it is not an accident that we are in this position. It is not an accident. It is because we have deregulated weapons to a point that it is dangerous here. It's dangerous. You deserve better. You deserve better. You should demand better of those who represent you and those who don't. The representative of Osage County, that's where, y'all don't know that, but that's where Frankenstein is. He was called Big Country, was his nickname. He needs to know, too, that you all matter. His constituents matter, and so do you. And he needs to know that though maybe in that little town, they're not experiencing the kind of danger and harm you are. They deserve to know your harm. They deserve to know about our kids and what they experience. And yes, mass shootings are awful, and I pray we never have one here. Though as your prosecutor, I prepare for one. But I pray that doesn't happen. But you know what? We're having them every single day. The toll that we are experiencing, the police chief experiences, my office experiences, it's nothing, nothing to what this community experiences. So I simply ask, your voice, it matters, you matter, and I'm asking you to make it be heard.